Now, Bristol Myers, makers of Sal Hepatica for the smile of health and True Shave, the beforehand lotion, presents the Eddie Cantor Show.
Hello, Harry.
Eddie, welcome back home. How was your trip to San Francisco?
Oh, wonderful, Harry. And did I travel in style? I went up in a private car, you know.
Oh, a private car?
Yes, sir. Me and 2,000 privates.
Well, Eddie, you must have felt funny sitting there with all those soldiers.
I did, Harry. It was embarrassing. So I went into the smoking compartment, opened up my suitcase, and put on the uniform that Roosevelt gave me when I was in the service.
Oh, great president, that Teddy.
Yeah. Teddy.
Listen, Eddie, I heard that you went up on the Southern Pacific train, the Owl.
Yes, I went up on the Owl and came back on the Lark. And didn't sleep both ways, Harry.
What, you didn't sleep on the Owl or the Lark?
No, and the stalkers kept me up many a night, too. Yeah, but Harry, it was thrilling. Paying another visit to beautiful San Francisco. What a sight. Looking out over the bay. On your left, you see the Golden Gate Bridge. A monument to the taxpayers. And on your right, Alcatraz for the people who didn't pay their taxes.
Well, Eddie, where did you stay?
I was at the St. Francis Hotel.
Oh,
all of
nice.
Us, the Mad Russian, Leonard Nor, the whole gang. And was that place crowded, Harry?
What?
People were sleeping in the lobby on chairs, under the desk, in the elevator, and that wasn't all. At 12 midnight, when the cuckoo came out to call the time, before he could get back in, three guys beat him to his room.
Oh, wait, Eddie. That I certainly don't believe.
Yeah, well, I was only kidding. But we had a grand time, Harry. I'm sorry you couldn't make the trip with us. All of San Francisco is excited about the coming United Nations conference.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody.
Gosh, I can imagine that conference room. There'll be Russians there, Turks, Greeks, Poles, Romanians, Czechs, Bulgarians. I wonder what they're going to look like all sitting there together.
Harry, did you ever take a peek at Leonard Sousa's orchestra?
Eddie, every nation will be represented at that conference, with the exception, of course, of Germany and Japan.
Oh, you can always hear from them on the shortwave radio. I heard one of those broadcasts in San Francisco. Listen.
Take it away, Berlin.
To all citizens of the fatherland, remember what our Führer once said. The world will be servants of the German people. Well, he was right. Today, the Russians are sweeping over the Eastern Front. The Allies are mopping up the Rhine. Yesterday they gave Koblenz a spring cleaning, and pretty soon they'll be cooking Hitler's goose. A word to the Allies. You are Woodenheads, Herr Zimmy of Woodenheads. You held conferences at Dumbarton Oak, Bretton Woods, and on April the 25th, you will gather among the redwood trees of California, preparing for the Axis to fall. Now a word to the German people. Timber! To the people of the Third Reich. In America, they are having trouble getting telephones. Here in Germany, everyone has a phone. But don't try to call the Führer. His phone is still there, but his house has been disconnected. We take you now to the cellar of the Führer's mountain hideout in Berchtesgaden. There you will hear Herr Göring, Herr Goebbels, and Herr Hitler. Take it away, Berchtesgaden.
I'll
be running round the mountain when they come. I'll be running round the mountain when they come. I'm Herr Hitler to my sorrow. Here today, but gone tomorrow.
I'll be running round the mountain when they come.
Stand by for Tokyo.
This is Tokyo. Flashy flash. American Admiral Nimitz say the people of Tokyo should be able to see the handwriting on the wall. Such a silly man. In Tokyo, who got walls? Flashy flash. Despite shortage of material, last week, 700 Japanese planes were finished. Unfortunately, B-29s finished them. Flashy flash. Our spy, Casey Schmatty.
Well,
reported in London. In London, England, only Churchill smoked cigar. In Washington, only Roosevelt smoked cigarette. In Moscow, only Stalin smoked a pipe. In Kobe, old city smoking. Old city smoking, and Americans say they would like to see us inhale. Ladies and gentlemen, to get the taste of Tokyo and Berlin out of our ears, we bring you Leonard Suess and the orchestra playing After a While for lovely Nora Martin.
After a while, when you're weary of lips that are fancy free, maybe you'll long for me after a while. After a while, when you're lonely and nobody else will do, maybe I'll hear from you after a while. Like a one chasing rainbows, stop reaching for the star. Sometimes your dreams will find you. Just look behind you, and there they are. I'll try to smile and pretend that we never have been apart. Maybe I'll fool my heart after a while.
Hey, I was thinking, you remember last week when we went to court because they sent your picture into a contest and said you were my little boy?
Yeah, but Harry, we got out of trouble when you adopted me, remember?
Oh,
you
yeah.
Me,
huh?
Hello, father. Hello, Daddy.
I'm having a lot of trouble with that,
I know.
Well, a lady is coming from the adoption board today to determine if I'm a fit father.
Oh, don't worry, Harry. When I get through, I will absolutely convince the lady that you're a fat father.
That's fit.
All right, but our new fat fits, too.
Listen, Eddie, will you be serious? Yeah. If this setup doesn't look right to her, I won't get the $5,000 prize money for the baby contest.
Oh, don't worry, Harry Von Zell. I'll not only prove to the lady that you're a fit father, but I'll tell her that you're a father that helps millions of other people keep fit, too.
You will?
I'll tell her what you do every Wednesday night.
Oh.
What
you mean when I say, ladies and gentlemen, when you wake up in the morning feeling sick and headachy due to the need of a laxative, take a glass of sparkling sal hepatica. For sal hepatica taken then brings quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. So that means you don't have to risk feeling miserable all day waiting until night to take a laxative. You take refreshing sal hepatica the minute you need it. And besides quick, gentle relief, sal hepatica gives you another advantage. It helps sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity. So tonight or tomorrow, get a bottle of sal hepatica from your druggist. Remembering this caution, use only as directed. Then, whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better, thanks to gentle, speedy sal hepatica. Now, listen, Eddie, you remember, till I get that $5,000, you're my adopted son. Oh, here's my wife now. Hello, darling.
Hello, Harry. Hello, Eddie.
Hello.
Eddie. Hello. Now, stop kissing my wife.
But, Daddy, don't you want me to kiss Mommy?
No.
Don't you want me to kiss Mommy, huh?
No, I don't. You're no kid, you know. You're an old man.
Oh, yeah? Ask Mommy, huh?
If you don't obey me, you know what I'll do?
What'll you do?
I'll make you take your cod liver oil again.
Well, I don't want to take my cod liver oil. I'll obey you, Daddy. I don't want my cod liver oil.
Eddie, behave yourself.
Yeah.
And before the woman from the Adoption Society comes, you go in the other room and get into this little sailor suit.
Hey, what is this, Harry? I won't look like a little boy in these short pants.
Yeah, well, you will if you shave.
Okay. You lather one leg and I'll lather the other.
Now, listen, Eddie, yeah. Before the lady comes, The adoption board sent me a pamphlet, and it says here a parent should have a heart-to-heart talk with his child about...
About what, Harry?
Well, a father should take his son aside and tell him the facts of... Well,
Harry, Daddy, tell me the facts about what?
Well, about the bees.
The bees? What about the bees, Daddy? What about them, huh?
Well, now, Eddie, you...
Eddie! Eddie, what about them, huh?
Now, you listen to me. You know that, like everything else in life, there are two kinds of bees.
Yeah, I know. The B-29s and the B-17s.
I'm talking about the kind that makes honey.
Oh.
Now, there are two kinds of these bees. The, he-bee and the she-bee.
Yeah? Well, what about them? What about the he-bee and the she-bee? So tell everybody. Huh?
All right.
What about them, huh?
Sometimes the he-bee is on a flower.
Yeah?
And the she-bee will come along and sit next to him.
Yeah? Yeah? All right, get into the good stuff already. Go ahead.
He be is there on the flower, and there he be, and there she be.
Oh, no.
I don't understand.
Yeah, but what about the he be and the she be, Papa? What about them? What's buzzing with them? Get into...
I never Go saw ahead. Anything. Listen. Here.
Go ahead, Daddy.
Even though you're my adopted son, you're married and have a family, right?
Yeah. So what?
Well, it's the same thing with the bees.
See what you did? Now you woke the baby.
Well, never mind. You just get into this little sailor suit before the woman from the adoption board comes. I'll quiet the baby.
I wish you'd have told me some more about the bees.
Now, never mind. Well. Oh. Hello there, little fella. Hello. Listen, do you know your daddy has adopted your Uncle Eddie? And now your Uncle Eddie will be your older brother, see? What have you got to say to that?
Goo.
What are you trying to say with that goo? Goo.
Supposed to be my older brother. Brother, I can't think of anybody older. He could be his oldest brother's older brother. Popeye says he'll get up early and play with me as soon as I'm able to walk. By the time I'm able to walk, he won't be able to get up. Popeye sure looks funny in those short pants. Just when I'm at the age when I want to see legs like Grable's, I get to see legs like Table. I saw Popeye's kissing my mummy. He kissed her once. He kissed her twice. Gee, he's a sucker for a pucker. And when he kissed her the third time, my mummy said, "What is this?" Women always say, "What is this?" If they'd open their eyes, they'd know. It's going on right under their very nose. My daddy says when he was a little boy, his daddy told him all about the bees. I remember when my old man saw me for the first time in the hospital, how surprised he was. I guess he expected a bee.
Listen. Well, anyway, I see. Eddie, the lady's going to be here any minute now. You've got your sailor suit on?
Yes, I'm all ready, Daddy. Look at me.
Yeah, I know. I can see. Listen, now, don't clown, will you, please? If she okays that adoption, the $5,000 is mine.
Here.
Oh,
this must be her.
Yeah, come in.
I'm the lady from the adoption board.
Yes, well, come right in.
My name is Prittlepratt.
Mrs. Prittlepratt?
No, I haven't got a husband.
Miss?
Yes, every time.
Would you care to sit down?
No, thanks. I've been sitting all day.
Where, on your face? I'm sorry, Miss Pratt Brittle.
Oh.
Brittle, Pratt.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, did you have a pencil, Mr. Von Zell? I have a lot of different forms here.
If she has a lot of forms, why does she hang her dress on that one?
Now, who is the father?
He is, lady.
Oh, then you must be the grandfather. Who is the child?
I'm the child. I think I'll go in and kiss my mommy.
Yeah, you do, and I'll spank you.
Yeah, you do, and I'll cut your salary.
My, just look at that little boy in his sailor suit.
Now.
I never had any of my own, you know.
Little boys?
No, sailors. I mean, little boys in sailor suits. Now, about the child's quarters. Who do you share a room with?
With Ida.
What?
Oh, I share a room with Ida, my father, or my brother. Ida, one or the other.
My, what a precocious child.
Yeah.
It must be the little fellow's environment. What kind of little boys do you run around with?
Georgie Jessel.
Georgie Jessel? Probably some roughneck. Don't you have any little girls to play with?
Why do you think I run around with Georgie Jessel?
Junior, remember the cod liver oil?
I'll be a good boy, Daddy. I'll be a good boy. Don't give me any cod liver oil.
See that you do. Yeah. Just imagine, Miss... at his age, girl crazy.
Well, that's all right. When he grows up, he can join the Navy and forget all about women.
What Navy are you talking about?
Well, goodbye now. And I want you to know, Mr. Von Zell, I'll okay this adoption. Goodbye.
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 Oh,
goodbye.
Before I go.
Yeah?
Come here, little boy, and kiss your Auntie Pickle Pratt goodbye.
Oh, no.
Junior, give the lady a goodbye kiss.
Oh, Daddy, give me that cod liver oil.
Oh, boy, Eddie, she okayed the adoption papers. That $5,000 check is all mine.
Yeah, well, are you going to get Mummy a fur coat, Daddy?
Now, shut up, baby.
You leave that child alone.
Make him tell you about the bees, Mummy.
No, no, no.
You're really a help to your mother, son.
Then will you take me to the park, Mummy, huh? To the park?
To the park?
Yeah, take me to the park, Mummy. We'll sit on a bench and get some sun, Mummy, huh?
Now, wait a minute. It's midnight. It's nighttime.
Yeah.
The sun won't be out until 6 a.m.
Why wait till the last minute, huh, Mummy? Huh? Take me to the park.
Now, you cut, Eddie, you're going to drive me nuts. I can see that. $5,000 or no $5,000. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call that lawyer and put an end to this mess. I'll get that lawyer and get this whole thing over with. Ask Cantor to do you a favor, and right away has to be a clown. Funny man. Hello. Hello. Hello.
How do you do?
Russian, what took you... What's the matter? Well, what took you so long to answer the phone?
I am out of town.
Listen, if you're out of town, how could you hear the phone?
Long cord.
Well, listen, I've got to see you right away about that legal work you did for us last week. Can you come over to my house?
Nothing doing. I was your lawyer last week, and Camper didn't pay me my fee.
Your fee? You mean your fee?
Don't tell me what I get from Camper.
Listen to me, Russian. I'm in a terrible spot. I'll pay you your fee. What will you take?
Well, since you're a friend of mine...
Yeah?
A friend of mine, you hear me?
Yeah?
I'll take advantage.
I'll
handle your case for my regular flat fee, $500.
Your flat fee is $500. How come?
I have a very expensive flat. Over my ceiling alone is a rug worth $8,000.
A rug worth eight? What is it doing over the ceiling?
It belongs to the people upstairs.
Will you do me a favor? Will you forget your flat? Listen, you've got to come over right away. Now, do you think you can get a cab?
Well, the taxi I came home in is still outside my house. But the beautiful lady who drove the cab isn't in it.
Lady isn't in it? Where could she be?
Ha, ha, ha. Tell you more.
I turn my back and come in to find you holding my wife's hands. Isn't that just lovely?
Oh, Mummy's hands are always smooth and lovely, Daddy.
Now, you stop teasing Harry, Eddie. He's getting mad.
You're darn right I'm mad. Coming in and finding you holding my wife's hands, I don't like it.
You would if you had held them since she's been using Truchet, Daddy.
I don't mean that. Right now, I don't give a hang about Truchet. You. Oh!
Oh! Oh, what he said!
I...
Oh,
I...
oh, you get... Oh!
No, I'm sorry. I don't know
about the bees, Daddy.
I don't know what I'm saying. I lost my head here.
Lost your head? You're going to lose your job, pal.
I don't mean it. I'm sorry for what I said.
You mean about me holding Mommy's hand?
Yeah. No. No, I mean for what I said about Truchet. I really think Truchet is wonderful, and it is. For it's a new idea in hand lotions, you know. Truchet is the beforehand lotion.
Keep talking, Daddy.
You use it before you tackle housework, before you do dishes or baby things. Truchet guards your hands, helps keep them smooth and soft. Why, Truchet is so good it will protect your hands even in hot, soapy water.
Keep talking, Daddy.
Besides hand care, Truchet is a perfect all-over beauty lotion, too.
Oh, Daddy.
You can use it for rough elbows, chapped legs, as a powder base. Truchet is more than just another hand lotion. It's the beforehand lotion.
Oh, Daddy, Daddy.
What is it?
Daddy, talk some more about Truchet. Keep telling the ladies, please. Because while you're talking about Truchet, Mommy's telling me the truth about the bees.
You get off your mommy's, my wife's lap. You know what you are. You're a dirty, no-good skunk. A skunk. A skunk.
Are you begging me?
I'm glad you finally got here. Now, look, as my lawyer, you've got to find a legal way to help me get rid of Cantor, to make this adoption null and void.
Immediately, I will go to court and take out the writ of hocus pocus.
You mean a writ of habeas corpus?
Yes. Tomorrow, the first thing, I shall take out a writ of Hayward.
It's writ of habeas corpus.
You take out who you want, I'll take out who I want.
Will you please be serious, Russian, for 1 minute? Listen, just before you came in, Cantor was sitting on my wife's lap.
That reminds me of the case of Samuel Adams. This you won't believe, cause it's a lie. Samuel was a fine, respectable man, but his best friend turned out to be a low-down, no-good rat. When Sam caught this rat kissing his wife, he immediately came to me. I can still see the tears in his eyes as he spoke.
What did he say to you?
Stop kissing my wife.
Stop it?
Oh, yes, Russian. Eddie is driving Harry crazy. You've got to help us get rid of him.
Have no fear, Mrs. Vunzel. You have put the matter in my hands, and nothing will come of it.
You see, you're hooked. The Russian doesn't know law. He's a phony.
Don't believe him, Vunzel. Why, in my first case, I defended a man who the whole jury felt was guilty of murder. But when I got through with that jury, they left him off with a life sentence.
A life sentence?
Yes, they strapped him in the chair and switched on the light.
Now, look, Russian, now. Look the other way, will you, please? Listen, last week you got me into this mess. And now, since Cantor is my adopted son, all he's done all week is eat my food and kiss my wife.
Eat your food and kiss your wife?
Yes.
That settles it. Sign this paper immediately.
Oh, good. Yeah. There you are, Russian. Now what?
According to this paper, Vunzel, Cantor is no longer your adopted son.
Oh, that quick. Hooray. See, that's wonderful. Russian, I love you.
That makes it very convenient.
It does?
Yes, because according to these papers, you have just adopted me.
No!
Oh, Russian, that's the dirtiest trick I ever heard of. You should be ashamed. What have you got to say for yourself?
Kiss me, Mommy. Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time on the air, Harry Ruby's timely song, That Day.
Sisters and brothers, fathers and mothers,
yeah, man,
we've got good reason to sing.
Good reason.
Sisters and brothers, and all the others,
and everybody,
hark to the message I bring.
Tell it, brother!
That day we've all been wishing for and waiting for is near. Yes, sir, before we know it, it'll be here. That day we've all been thinking of and dreaming of is near. Yes, sir, before we know it, it'll appear. We'll celebrate that day, commemorate that day, in every city, town, and state that day.
The drum of peace will fly and fill the sky with cheer.
That day we've all been hoping for and praying for is near. Yes, sir, before we know it, it'll be here. Good cheer, good neighbor, the sun can reappear. Look here, good neighbor, the crops are bigger than they were last year.
Yes, sir, the crops are better than they.
Good cheer, good neighbor, the clouds done disappear. Look here, good neighbor, the grass is greener than it was last year.
Yes, sir, the grass is really getting greener.
Good cheer, good neighbor, the sky is crystal clear. Look here, good neighbor, the sun is brighter than it was last year.
The trees are taller than they were last year.
The rose is redder than it was last year.
The milk is whiter than it was last year.
The eggs are bigger than they were last year.
Yes, sir, the eggs are really getting bigger.
Sisters,
brothers,
fathers,
mothers,
raise up your voices and sing. That day we've all been hoping for and praying for is near. Yes, sir, before we know it, it'll be here. It's on the way. That day.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're a little bit late.
Say, Mom, if Junior's got a cold and making your life pretty miserable because he can't go out and play, get a jar of Minute Rub, the modern chest rub, and help him get fast relief from those annoying cold symptoms. Just rub a little Minute Rub on the throat, chest, and back, and in a minute there's a pleasant sensation of warmth as Minute Rub begins to stimulate that lazy surface circulation. In a minute, Minute Rub's menthol vapors relieve that clogged up feeling in the nose and throat. And listen, here's a chance to get a chest rub that's greaseless, stainless, disappears like vanishing cream, so it won't harm clothes or linen. Remember the modern, greaseless, stainless Minute Rub way.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.